Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, there was a kind of an unusual meeting in Annapolis with between the governor and the members of the almost all-Democratic congressional delegation. What did they talk about?
Well, first of all, I have to say it was an extraordinary meeting. It was a love-in. A bipartisan love-in in which, from the governor to every member of the delegation who spoke at a press conference afterwards, made a point of talking about how well they're working together and that they're basically trying to, I think, draw a contrast between what's going on in Washington and what they and their relationship with the new Republican governor.
Well, there's a lot of money at stake in some of these projects that they talked about.
Well, that's right. And what Hogan has done was presented them with 129 requests, specifically, okay, what can you do for me at the federal level? Well, here's 129 ideas about programs, funding sources, federal policies that I want you to work on.
Wow.
So, it was a big task. Yeah.
Big list. Well, but they talked about the FBI, and they talked a little bit about the red line and the purple line.
Right. Well, the FBI was kind of number one on their list, and that's because, of course, it's a huge project. It's more than 11,000 jobs. Maryland has two sites of three approved sites. Two of them are in Maryland, and one of them is in Virginia. And the overall message I think they wanted to project yesterday was, lest anyone fail to miss it, is that Maryland, Republican governor, Democratic legislators, they are all together on this project, and they are willing to put up, the state's talking about putting up at least $200 million itself. So they just wanted to make sure everybody knows they're all together on this.
So everybody was there, the senators and the representatives.
They were. They didn't all get to speak. In fact, Sarbanes, John Delaney, and Dutch Ruppersberger kind of skipped out before the press conference. But the rest of them stayed and all sang from the same sheet of music, as they say.
Remind us, is there a date when the decision will be made on the FBI?
Yes, they're talking about probably early next year. I think there are some preliminary decisions that could be made before summer, but the final decision is expected early next year. So that was part of the urgency in doing this. I would tell you, though, what was striking also about this event was that this doesn't happen normally with governors and members of the federal delegation. Normally what happens is the governor will go down to Washington maybe once every year or two and talk about his priorities, and they'll have a public hearing and questions and so forth. So to have all the delegation members, and as you said, I mean, they're, you know, 9 out of 10 of them are Democrats, to have them come to Annapolis to meet with Hogan and have this press conference was quite unprecedented.
Well, those little things matter a lot. Karen, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.